knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner, the show that attempts to demystify geekism.
Through gong sounds.
Yes. Actually, we've been doing this for so long, we're trying to entertain ourselves, and if we happen to answer a few questions, so be it.
We're sorry, though, if we offend you.
No, we're not.
What we suggest...
We're not really sorry.
If you're offended, there's an easy solution.
No, nobody's offended. They just want to try to improve the show by making it just all tech talk.
And it is... You know what? This studio is either 5,000 degrees...
Yes.
...or 2 degrees.
Yes.
There is no in-between.
Yes, it's wintertime. We're talking about digital images and what you can do with them besides just download them to your computer and print them. And we've got all kinds of ideas for you posted at our website, datadoctors.com/radio. And before we go back to the phones, I guess it's time for... You got the news sounder? The news sounder?
Sure I do.
The news sounder.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hey! It's time for some news from Mike Howell. Hang on.
Yeah, I have no mic.
Here we go.
Okay, there we go.
It is.
That's my bad, sorry.
There we are. Okay, a federal judge on Tuesday ordered Verizon Communications to disclose the identity of an alleged peer-to-peer pirate... swapper.
A pirate swapper?
Can you hear me now?
Good.
So, hang on here. Somebody that's been on a file sharing system like, say, Kazaa?
Correct.
Uh-huh. So, they're saying the RIAA, which is the Recording Industry Association of America?
Correct.
The Gestapo that is...
Of the
recording
United
industry,
States,
yeah,
correct? Yeah, they are coming, and they're saying before ISPs, basically, you were not allowed to disclose any information.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the phone company. Can't disclose any information about your customers. Well, now they're saying you can't. They
took Verizon to court and said,
correct,
we want you to disclose this user.
They got a court order.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Verizon said no. They went to court. They appealed. They lost.
They
basically.
Lost. And so, they're going to try to appeal again because, you know, that pretty much says, well, where do you draw the line then?
Well, there is no line.
Well, yeah. The big deal here really is that whatever is decided on this will be the new standard.
Yes.
That will be the way laws basically are for the future. So if this thing is not appealed, the concern is by privacy freaks that... Your privacy, you no longer are anonymous on the internet, which I hate to tell you, I never were in the first place.
Yeah, but now all you pirates out there are going to have to beware. They're
exactly.
Going to make you, they're going to tie the scurvy dogs to the yard arm.
Okay?
They are going to, sounds good.
All right.
They, but yeah, so it's a pretty impressive suit that's going on right now between all of them, because as he said, you know, it is telling people that you will no longer have any rights. I mean, think about it. Let's say you downloaded 200 songs. They can come after you now. They can actually put a case in court against you.
How many
to
times?
Sue.
All 200 times?
If you have several, it doesn't really describe it. It says several downloads.
Yeah.
We are all in trouble is what this means.
Basically.
Anybody that's using Kazaa, you thought, hey, no big deal. Well, if this happens, the point here is it's going to become a big deal because the RIAA will come after as many people as they can.
Wait a minute. My argument here, though, is Kazaa is actually the world's largest safe backup medium. What I'm doing when I upload to Kazaa is I'm making backups that I'm storing off-site to ensure that if my house were to burn, for example...
Yeah, you go with that defense.
I will have backup copies, and Ken, I appreciate you storing backup copies of my music. I'm going to go ahead and return the favor and do it for you and anybody else on the internet who needs that service.
Yeah, I think that defense will get you right into a really exclusive gated community.
So it's not a large backup?
No.
Oh.
No.
What else is in the news?
Okay, also, PC overuse is causing e-thrombosis.
E-thrombosis.
What?
As opposed to thrombosis.
Correct, yes.
Okay, Dr. Mike. What thrombosis?
Well, what it is it's when you get blood clots throughout wherever in your body, and then when they release, it can be very harmful. In fact, the first record of this was in New Zealand. A man spent up to 18 hours a day using his computer.
Yes.
He developed a large blood clot that formed in the leg veins but broke off and moved into his lungs.
And how do they associate that to computer use?
What it is you're sitting there for a long period of time, especially they say if you have sharp edges on your chair and your leg is pushed against it, it causes this blood clot. And then when you start moving around, the blood clot shoots loose and it can cause damage.
That's why you should always be exercising while computing.
Yes.
Squeeze those butt cheeks together.
Mike Hale, this is a family show.
Sorry about that.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know that that's going to do anything other than... Okay, let's move on, shall we? There you go. There's some tie to e-thrombosis.
So make sure, they suggest that you make sure that you take breaks regularly,
hey,
5 to 10 minutes and walk around.
You need to move on before you
yeah,
go
okay.
down the wrong path again.
He's already thinking about new things. I can see it. Okay.
My mind's, you see the smoke, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Do cell phones blind drivers?
Do
of
they?
Course they do.
Well, they do. In fact, we
are they
just
strapping them on their heads or something?
Well, no, we just did do cell phones kill people on the newsletter last week, but there is a new research that has been done that says that use of cell phones while driving gives you tunnel vision.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Yeah, you get that blank stare that you see people, they pretty much have no idea what's going on around them. That, you know what, I see that with people without cell phones, though.
You know, I think it also makes you blind when walking, because I've seen people run into things and people, and
yes.
It also makes you deaf, because people always scream when they're on the cell phone.
What?
They do.
Huh?
Guilty as charged.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hey, so what else is on the list there?
That's it. Just a reminder to tune in tonight to Cox Channel 9 for Technophobia.
That's our TV show.
Yes, it is. Don't you have our information on that
It
today?
Made the news. And what's on tonight's show is, Amazing Mail.
Oh,
that
yeah, that's
a
cool
thing.
Deal.
And then all of our Consumer Electronics Show video. So all the stuff that we saw at the Consumer Electronics Show.
That'll be interesting.
And some tips on how to capture a website as a permanent archive and email it without any muss or fuss and it won't disappear on you.
If any of you were at the CES show.
CES show.
Yeah, you'll want to see the stuff on the show. And
that's the Consumer Electronics Show.
Correct.
Thank you, Michael.
Oh, not a problem.
Hey, should we go to our Geek Speak of the Week real quick?
I think we should.
This week's Geek Speak of the Week, a little word, a little phrase, a little term, a little something to help your geekness. Yeah?
You want music?
Nah.
Is that what you're looking
nah.
for?
Right. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is Arachnerd. Arachnerd. That's a person who spends way too much time crawling through the web.
Isn't it arachno-nerd or something?
No, arachnerd. Many new users of the internet temporarily become arachnerds, but it takes a real ongoing commitment to stay one. One. Stay one. Yeah.
That's not our best Geek Speak of the Week ever.
Well, that happens. Let's talk to Lee, shall we? Or do we have time?
Lee.
What's
I'm looking
the break?
For Lee. I'm going to guess that's Lee.
Lee, thanks for holding. How can we help you?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm looking for a video capture device.
Okay.
With audio for you using a USB port to record analog stuff off
okay,
of
what
a
is
camcorder.
The camcorder itself, does it have any specific interfaces like FireWire?
It's not a digital camcorder?
No, it's analog.
Okay. So you're going to use the regular old RCA outputs?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's a number of ways of doing that. If your existing video card doesn't have the inputs, you can certainly buy a newer, like an ATI makes something called an All-in-Wonder that will also give you a TV tuner and a bunch of other stuff. I don't know if you need all of that. If you just want to do capture, just straight capture with your existing video card?
Well, that's the problem is it's a laptop, so no PCI cards.
Okay. What you're probably looking for then is something that can plug into a PC card slot or via a USB port then would be my guess.
Okay.
There's a company out there that I like that manufactures stuff, but the problem is your laptop, a big thing with video capture is you got to have real good hard drive speed and access times, and laptop hard drives, because of their size, are not generally known to be the best performers out there.
So you're going to lose basically the frame rate's going to be reduced. So instead of being able to capture enough frames when you're transferring the video, it'll be real kind of skippy jumpy because it's losing, 20% or 30% of the frames because your hard drive can't keep up.
But if you're looking for something, let me give you a name, and I don't know how to pronounce this, so I'm going to spell it. It's HAUPPAGE.
Hapag.
That's the name, okay.
Yeah.
There's a company out there called Hapag that creates different capture cards and capture devices, and they make a USB version that allows you to plug into a USB port and then plug your analog devices, whether it's coax or I think it's S-Video component and coax, you can plug in.
And there's also PC card options for laptops that'll go into your PC card slot. You can put like a FireWire connector, or USB 2.0, there's a bunch of those things out there. So you really you want to look at all the performance issues. Have you ever done this before? Have you ever played around with this stuff?
Oh, a little bit, but it was just on the desktop system, which is 3 years old.
Yeah. So do you know what I'm talking about with the performance? The playback is kind of iffy.
Jumpy.
Yeah. So that's really the issue with if you want to get serious with it, using the laptop may not be I mean, that's going to be the kind of the biggest bottleneck, is the hard drive in that laptop may not be able to keep up no matter what you do.
Okay.
So, you know, really research it. There's a great website for all kinds of hardware called tomshardware.com.
Okay.
He's got reviews on tons and tons of stuff.
Yeah, that old Tom, he's pretty crazy.
Yeah, he is.
Great.
All
right, Lee. Thanks for the information.
All right, good luck, buddy.
Thanks, bye.
It's a good deal. DVD burners are making this thing a really desirable thing anymore. So, you know, we got to do a whole show on that someday.
Speaking of good deals, you're listening to the Computer Corner.
That's a good deal.
It is a good deal. We're going to talk with Bill, Wilbur, David, Darlene, and more of your calls and questions at 602-277-5827.
It's the Computer Corner. We like to believe it's quality you can afford with Ken and Brandon back after this.